Should New Mexico store the nation's entire supply of spent nuclear fuel rods, with trains bringing 10,000 fuel rods to the site? It would add some jobs in eastern New Mexico, but the stuff would be buried just 30 feet deep because the site would technically be temporary. We'd almost certainly have a permanent waste site. Opponents say that most low-level radioactive waste dumps have leaked, with very high remediation costs. They'd move the rods in thousands of rail deliveries over 20 years. Some shipments would come from the West Coast, and some would pass through El Paso or Las Cruces. Each rail car would carry as much plutonium as we dropped on Nagasaki, although not in bomb-grade form. Terrorists would love all those targets. Governments and corporations have budget troubles that sometimes lead to short-changing safety and infrastructure. Steve Pierce and Susanna Martinez say we'll be perfectly safe. During the next 20 years, every time a passing train awakens me, I'll go back to sleep easier, knowing that they say so. They've proven so wise and dispassionate. And this stuff is going to be in the ground here long after the world has forgotten them and me. I can't calculate the odds on a disaster, but they're not zero unless this project doesn't happen. State Senator Cisco McSorley has said, "The idea that we are going to give a for-profit company the ability to handle uranium that is going to be radioactive and deadly for 6 million years seems ridiculous." Just thousands of years takes us back past Jesus's time. Will this company last that long? A private company isn't subject to open meetings, IPRA, and other open government requirements that would help us elicit facts about an accident. Environmentalists and the state's oil and gas industry actually agree on this. An oil company safety manager testified last month that leaks at the facility could have devastating impacts on the state's extraction industry. Our vulnerability will worry many Las Cruces, perhaps muting some folks' enjoyment of our remote desert. Would associating New Mexico with nuclear waste encourage folks to move here? The federal government and the nuclear industry have screwed up by not dealing with permanent storage. Yes, something should be done, but should we do the wrong thing just to do something? And must it be here? The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's public comment period ends July 30th. Las Cruces is considering voicing opposition in a resolution, as Albuquerque, Bernalillo County, and some other local governments have done, to protect citizens. Jeff Steinborn is chair of the legislative committee holding hearings on this. There's a key hearing scheduled for July 19th in Hobbs. I urge you to study what both sides are saying and express your view to the NRC, the Las Cruces City Council, and Senator Steinborn.